यार आज नहीं लंच लाया मैं भूल गया मैं
द वन डे दैट यू ब्रॉट द खाना जरे दैट वी हैड टू मेक द मकबैंग उसके बाद नहीं लाया
नहीं मैं पिछले पूरे हफ्ते लाया हूं सिर्फ आज नहीं लाया आज इसलिए नहीं लाया क्योंकि वीकेंड में मेरे पे बिल्कुल टाइम नहीं था मैं यहां पे था ही नहीं मील प्रेप करने के लिए
मील प्रेप वैसे व्हाट्स इन योर मील प्रेप अगेन आई'ल टेल यू व्हाट्स इन माय मील प्रेप देन
मेरा मील प्रेप ये होता है कि जो वेजिटेबल्स जो है वो कटी भी हो सकती हैं वो कटी भी पड़ी भी होती हैं काट लेता हूं मैं वीकेंड के ऊपर और जो
खुद बीन्स
हाँ बीन्स
व्हाट यू कट
और चिकपीज और बस इनको बॉईल कर लेता हूँ
अच्छा
और चिकन बना लेता हूँ जिस तरह भी बनाना हो ग्रिल करना हो
सॉस नो पेरी पेरी
कोई मसाला सॉस नहीं हर किसी चीज का रॉ फ्लेवर सिर्फ उसके ऊपर मैरिनेशन होती है चिकन के ऊपर
गेट आउट ऑफ हियर मैन
और बस ये सारी गाजर और ब्रोकली
नाइस
और ये सारी चीजें काट लेता हूँ खीरा नहीं काट सकता क्योंकि वो इतनी देर रहता नहीं है तो खीरा बाद में जिस दिन जब जब पैक कर रहा होता हूँ तो तब खीरा काट के अंदर डाल देता हूँ और कोल्ड सैलेड
अच्छा माइन इज वेरी सिंपल माइन इज चिकन दैट आई मैरिनेट और आई गेट सम हेल्प पेरी पेरी और बफलो सॉस राइट जस्ट अ लिटिल बिट बिकॉज़ दिस ऑल हैज अ लॉट ऑफ कैलोरीज उबले चावल सिंपल अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ सैलेड यू नो पानी पानी इज अ बिग स्टेपल इन माय डाइट राइट एंड यू नो पैक दैट शिट Put it in a box.
पानी तो definitely. पानी तो अब मैं साथ लाता हूँ. लेकिन अब मुझे one liter की bottle है वो भी कम लगती है.
One liter quickly. You know when you put water into a closed container, right?
Hmm.
That you bring along that isn't like an actual Nestle water bottle.
Hmm.
All पानी seems like nothing then. I don't know why.
अच्छी
It's like some pseudoscience. अच्छा
मैं सोच रहा हूँ मैं वो ले लूँ
क्या
बहुत जिम बॉटल जो होती है गैलन वाटर
बॉटल the gallon one with the handles of some of them are shaped like dumbbells and stuff
no not the dumbbell ones वो तो बहुत pretentious है just like those huge 19 liter bottles की जो छोटी form होती है जिसके अंदर 2-3 liter पानी आता है
it'll be it'll have some big company my protein on it right or like night and all
that shit shows that I've got my shit together I care about my health okay
I just say we haven't even done the intro.
So anyway, मेरा नाम उमेर है.
नहीं. What the hell was that, dude? मेरा नाम उमेर. नहीं.
Assalamualaikum.
Uh-huh.
मेरा नाम है उमेर.
And my name, your boy, hailing from ISB.
Oh, yo, yo, honey singer.
Omar Heather. Straight from here.
Brett Islamabad से एक और पेशकश के साथ.
You already know what's up. going on, buddies?
Burger boy. Burger. Direct from Islamabad.
तो यार बात ये है कि सबसे पहले तो यू गॉट एक्सप्लेन टू एवरीवन कि ये एपिसोड संडे को क्यों नहीं आई
अच्छा एक मिनट रुको दिस इज नॉट माय फॉल्ट ऑलराइट वी वर बोथ इक्वली लेजी यू नो आई फाइनली अंडरस्टैंड ऑल दीज यूट्यूबर्स डिलेमास ठीक है वेयर दे आर लाइक वेयर दे गेट अ लिटिल लाइक क्वोट अनकोट लेजी ठीक है बिकॉज़ समटाइम्स यू जस्ट डोंट फील लाइक इट आई सी टेल अदर पीपल राइट नाउ माइट जस्ट बी लाइक ओ यू हैव टू सिट डाउन फॉर लाइक एन आवर एंड टॉक नहीं अ लॉट गोस बिहाइंड
इट्स नॉट बिकॉज़ वी आर लेजी बट इट्स मेनली बिकॉज़ First thing, we were in different cities over the weekend. Second
okay,
thing,
makes sense.
You were
Are
caught
you
up
about
in
the
your
fact
own shit.
Tu Islamabad mein to aur main Pindi mein. Is that what you're talking about? Or yet?
Well, if you're insecure about that, that's just you talking
about it. Nahi. A lot of our friends say that I live all the way in Lahore just because I live like 30 minutes away from you guys. That's it.
Ghenta.
Ghenta to bilkul bhi nahi hota.
और तू यहाँ पे था तेरे अपने कमिटमेंट्स जैसा कि उमर भाई बिजी लाइक एंटरटेनिंग अ लॉट ऑफ फ्रेंड्स और डिफरेंट सोशल ग्रुप्स और कमिटमेंट्स होती हैं आई अंडरस्टैंड सो लाइक
कमिटमेंट्स होती हैं यू नो यू गॉट कीप एवरीवन हैप्पी यू नो
सो लाइक वी अपोलोजाइज फॉर द डिले इन दिस एपिसोड सो व्हाट वी आर गोना डू is we're going to release 2 episodes this week hopefully
oh shit
if no other commitments come along
damn I'm already getting
excited main pehle soch raha tha ki itna maza aa raha hai aur logon ko acha lag raha hai so we should up our episodes to 2 times a week aur pichle poore week pe hum episode
you talking about?
What the hell are we doing
nahi ye to bilkul nahi hoga nahi unless I drop out of medical school all right
aur dusri baat ye hai ki pichli episode ki editing ke baad I'm very sorry ke उसके अंदर थोड़े बहुत curse words रह गए थे इसीलिए on to be on the safe side we've still labeled all our episodes as explicit
That's true.
Just but because
this is to say
it's
sorry.
It's just the two of us producing this podcast. Or bilkul maine neend mein usko edit kiya tha aur wo mere se miss ho gaya tha.
Just so we could get out on Sunday. But this is sorry to a very specific person. You know who you are.
So yeah, we'll be more careful next time. We'll curse less
and edit better.
Aur haan. इस वीकेंड के ऊपर था मैं देसी शादी पे. अच्छा. और यार देसी शादियां
एक तो बिफोर वी गेट टू देसी वेडिंग साहिवाल ठीक है व्हेयर द फक इज साहिवाल.
सो लाइक द लेस कर्सिंग स्टफ इज नॉट ऑफ अ गुड स्टार्ट बट यार साहिवाल उमर फॉर फुल ऑन बर्गर लाइक यू सफरिंग फ्रॉम सिवियर आईवीएस
साउथर्न पंजाब. सही है
हर किसी को पता है बिकॉज साहिवाल इज मशहूर फॉर डेयरी. Like, पूरे पाकिस्तान में हर किसी को पता है कि बेस्ट डेयरी प्रोडक्ट्स कहाँ से आती हैं. साहिवाल से.
साहिवाल से. अच्छा apparently ठीक है.
So yeah, साहिवाल is located like 2 hours distance south of Lahore.
अच्छा.
और ये है तकरीबन yeah, it's the hub of all dairy products. Everyone knows about Sahiwal.
I know 2 things about Sahiwal. Yeah, ठीक है. साहिवाल का अपना Snapchat filter है. ठीक है. Number 1, and it's the worst Snapchat. It's the ugliest filter you'll ever see in your life. Back in the day when Umair bhai used to be a little bit more social, right? He used to have a Snapchat. तो वो भेजते थे Sahiwal. I mean Sahiwal with that horrible, ugly ass filter. शुक्र है Snapchat is gone.
यार तुम्हारा कहाँ का location filter आता है जब तुम घर पे होते हो?
Rawalpindi का. Rawalpindi का सही होता है. ठीक है. Rawalpindi का बिल्कुल सही होता है. अच्छा. And the other thing is that you guys have your own McDonald's now. Congratulations.
Yeah, we have everything there. Okay, we have our own Pizza Hut, we have our Subway, we have our OPTP, we have our
OPTP.
Yeah, obviously we have our McDonald's. Hai
shotgun burgers mil rahe 100 rupees ke.
Ha bro, har cheez.
Vaise I'm pretty sure that we're eating kutte ka gosht or something like that.
Kahan pe?
OPTP se 100 rupees ka chicken burger kaise mil sakte hai mujhe khud
bata yaar. कुत्ते का गोश्त से आ गया. ये कौन सी नई तुमने अफवाहें फैला रहे हो?
दिस इज अ थ्योरी. या तो कुत्ते का गोश्त है या फिर लाइक कोई ह्यूमंस का गोश्त है. समथिंग्स गोइंग ऑन.
ह्यूमन गोश्त सबसे महंगा नहीं होता. लेकिन ये क्या बकवास कर रहे हैं हम यार? तू हमें ओपीटीपी से सू करवाएगा और हमारे पास कुछ है भी नहीं देने को.
स्पॉन्सर अस एनी फ्री प्राइस. ओके, व्हाट्स अप विद देसी वेडिंग्स? बताओ
यार, देसी वेडिंग्स आर सो मच डिफरेंट देन आवर बर्गर इस्लामाबादी वेडिंग्स. के लाइक इतनी सालों से मैं इस्लामाबाद वाली शादियों पर जा रहा था तो मैं कंडीशन हो गया था कि लाइक हर चीज इतनी सोफिस्टिकेटेड होती है, हर कोई वेल मैनर्ड होता है और सब आते हैं और
लाइक
देयर आर डांस पार्टीज और ये सारा कुछ. वियर्डेस्ट थिंग्स इज लाइक पर्वर्टेडनेस लेवल जो है वो कोई 1,000,000,000% इंक्रीज हो जाता है देसी
मेल टू फीमेल और फीमेल टू मेल.
बोथ वेज एक्चुअली.
नहीं नहीं नहीं
बोथ वेज. और हर जगह everyone is very hormonal.
Acha.
So like the mehndi function is very different. Uski vibes bahut different hoti hain. Aadhe wahan pe bahut zyada log hote hain jo astaghfirullah ki tasbih kar rahe hote hain. Aadhe log hote hain jo taad rahe hote hain. So like there are like 3 or 4 people who genuinely want a mehndi. First thing ye ho gayi. Dusri baat ye hoti
hai, why do you think the pervertedness happens? Because this is like the time where people, guys and girls meet. I guess like one of the events where there's
one of the times where girls and guys meet. Ek to ye baat hai, theek hai. Dusri baat ye hai ki क्योंकि वहाँ पे इस तरह की चीजें बहुत ज्यादा होती नहीं है तो जब कोई चीज होती है तो वो बहुत आउट ऑफ द ऑर्डिनरी होता है तो सब
टेक एडवांटेज. राइट,
टेक एडवांटेज. यार टेक एडवांटेज से मुझे बड़ी सैड स्टोरी याद आ गई है जो ओल्ड न्यूज हो गई अब तक. लेकिन उस पर मैं बाद में आता हूँ.
अच्छा सही है. और दूसरी बात जो
देसी वेडिंग्स की है वो है यार जब खाना खुलता है. जैसे ही किसी को आवाज आती है ना और कोई आवाज कर दे कि जी खाना खुल गया है, इट्स लाइक स्टैम्पीड होती है. एवरी वन इज फॉर देमसेल्व्स. कोई चमचों का वेट नहीं करता. लोग छोटी प्लेट से बड़ी प्लेट के अंदर खाना स्कूप करते हैं वहाँ पे. एंड इट्स लाइक देयर इज फूड एवरीवेयर. खा के सीटों के नीचे, टेबल्स के नीचे उधर ही खड़े होके खाने लग जाते हैं. उसके अंदर से खड़े होके खाने लग जाते हैं.
I've never seen that before.
The dessert is like in lesser quantities on whenever wedding you go. क्योंकि लोग नहीं इतना डिजर्ट खाते और डिजर्ट बिल्कुल थोड़ा सा खाते हैं. बिकॉज लाइक बर्गर है यार. It's like you know the carbs and sugars are not good for your health. और इस तरह की बकवास. लेकिन वहां पे तो इट्स लाइक क्योंकि डिजर्ट बहुत आहिस्ता आहिस्ता और छोटी क्वांटिटीज में आता है ना तो लोग वेट नहीं करते कि वो डाल के टेबल तक लेके जाएं. लोग वहीं खाने लग जाते हैं. So like that was crazy.
That's crazy. So wait, did you how were you in all this? Were you the
Yeah, maine chhod diya tha. Maine to nahi khana khaya tha. Maine shaadi ka khana nahi khaya.
You should have been the guy in the front of the buffet line, like hato yaar, give me my food.
Yaar pehli baat مجھے اپنی زندگی پیاری ہے. دوسری بات, کھانا کوئی اتنا اسپیکٹیکولر نہیں تھا کہ میں اس کے لیے آئی وڈ رسک مائی لائف. اور تیسری بات,
یور بگ بٹ یو ناٹ دیٹ بگ ٹو فائٹ ود دیز بگ انکلز.
او یار, بگ انکلز بھی نہیں, چھوٹے لوگ بھی جو دیسی لوگ ہیں, دے ہیو سم ڈفرنٹ کائنڈ اف طاقت.
دس از بیکاز اف دیسی مکھن, مین. دس از بیکاز اف دیسی مکھن, وچ آئی
ہیو نو آئیڈیا
دیسی مکھن ٹیسٹ لائک.
انرجی کمز فرام
دیسی مکھن ٹیسٹ لائک بٹ ٹو می. اچھا, سوری. That's the one thing I can't.
There are so many questions that arise from that statement of yours, but
and we're not getting into that. Achha.
So like, achha. Are you into eating?
Get the hell out of here. Everyone knows eating season is over, alright? It's summertime now. Summertime mein bacteria is prevalent. Achha, mujhe ye batao. Achha, so you were saying that this is about desi weddings, right?
Haan.
So now let's compare this a little bit to the typical Islamabad wedding.
ٹپکل اسلام آباد ویڈنگ کے اندر لوگ جو ہیں, پہلی بات, بہت سوفسٹیکیٹڈ. ٹھیک ہے, سوفسٹیکیشن سے مطلب یہ ہے کہ ایوری ون از ویل مینرڈ, دے نو دے ہیو ٹیبل مینرز ہیں ان کے, لائن بنانی آتی ہے انہیں, کھانے کے پیچھے وہ مر نہیں جاتے, اور لائک پیپل آر ہیلپنگ ادر پیپل آؤٹ, لائک کبھی کہیں کبھی 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 اور آپ کو نظر آ جاتا ہے. ٹھیک ہے, اس طرح کی چیزیں نظر آ جاتی
ہیں.
یار, بیڈ تھنگز, بینگ اے دیسی, دا نمبر آف پیپل, جس طرح جو گیسٹ ہوتے ہیں اسلام آباد کی شادیوں کے اوپر, وہ بہت کم ہوتے ہیں. آپ کو لگتا ہے کہ آپ بیسکلی صرف ایک ڈنر پہ آئے ہو. ٹھیک ہے, دوسری بات, when I'm at Islamabad weddings, I actually miss all the chaos, کہ مجھے وہاں chaos میں مزہ آتا ہے.
ٹھیک ہے,
اور دوسری بات, یار اچھی چیز میں سے ایک بات تو یہ ہے کہ کراؤڈز بہت اچھے ہوتے ہیں یہاں کی شادیوں کے, لائک یو ڈونٹ فیل آؤٹ آف پلیس, اور آپ کو بہت زیادہ وہ نہیں فیلنگ آتی کہ آپ مر جاؤ گے.
That's true, because over there when you go like to some like gaon ki shaadi or something like that, again you might be from that place, but because we weren't grown up and raised in there, we do feel a little bit out of place. Lekin that's for sure.
Ye hai na ki mere andar meri burgerness itni zyada hai na ki now I cherish my burgerness.
You cherish
it na, un shaadiyon ko enjoy karne ke liye aapko un logon jaisa hona padta hai, lekin main bas wahan pe eu karta reh jata hu.
This guy.
To tujhe kya acha lagta hai par Islamabad weddings? Achha,
first of all, I mean there's a lot to like in Islamabad weddings, obviously, right? Like you said.
I wonder what you're talking about.
Why do you automatically jump to that? Joke, obviously, wo tha hai, right? But obviously, like you said, crowd and everything, that's fine.
There are a lot of candies.
Khana shana bhi sahi hota hai. Large selection of candies, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But at the same time, there's also bad things about Islamabad weddings.
Right? Bad things kya?
Maybe not for us, right? But like how our friends have told us as well.
Achha.
Like especially if you're a girl, and you go to an Islamabad wedding, aunties will be on your back, right? Because like if you look good, if you look even semi-good, right? Theek hai? And if that auntie has a son, or she knows of someone else's son, or she has a nephew or something else, right? She's already calculating in her head ki kaise hoga, shaadi kaise hogi.
It's not just ladkiyan these days, man.
It's guys for sure too.
Aunties are behind guys as well.
But remember,
I've literally had an auntie come up to me and ask me what I do, what my father does, and what my family. He's like,
silly.
Or like, انہوں نے یہ نہیں پوچھا کہ لائک تم کون ہو, کہاں سے ہو یا کہاں سے. He was like, وہ آنٹی بس تھیں کہ which family do you belong to, what is your caste.
بس ایک question missing تھا کہ how much money do you guys have, right? That's it.
She wanted to ask. میں بس تھا, آنٹی I think you're looking for the wrong person, and I just turned and walked away. اور میں نے مڑ کے بھی نہیں دیکھا کہ کیا ہوگا.
But remember when one of our friends said that literally an auntie was taking pictures of her in that was
how
crazy.
Weird is
I find that just ridiculous, right? I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, like, so you're just standing there with your friends, right? Auntie comes, baat kar li auntie ne, theek hai, you've turned away and everything, and she pulls out her goddamn phone and she starts taking pictures of you. No permission, no nothing, man. Yeah, social
personal space or privacy ka to koi scene hi nahi hai, bro. Ab
absolutely not.
It's like aap agar kisi ke phone ki mein aa sakte ho to you're probably being filmed by someone
100%
without your consent in your personal space.
And I also think, acha, this is unrelated to weddings now, right? But I feel, right, because itna popular ho gaya ek to Islamabad and everything, right, I feel like no matter how empty it is, wherever it is you are, right, I always feel like I'm being watched. Always.
Yeah, this is, I hate this feeling, man. Right? And I can't translate it to my friends.
Huh.
They think I'm crazy. Like, ان کو پسند ہے یہ فریڈم کیونکہ ان کو لگتا ہے کہ جہاں پہ ہر کسی کے پاس اتنا فریڈم ہے کہ وہ کچھ بھی فلم کر سکتے ہیں, کچھ بھی کر سکتے ہیں نا, تو وہاں پہ کرائمز اور فحاشی اور اس طرح کی چیزیں کم ہو جائیں گی. بٹ ایٹ دا سیم ٹائم آئی فیل انسیف, ناٹ لائک آئی ڈو فحاش تھنگز.
اچھا,
دیٹ آئی تھنک ایوری ون سو,
دیٹس وائی یو ہیو ٹو بی کیئرفل, سم ون از آلویز واچنگ بڈی.
لیکن مجھے ویسے جنرلی انسیف فیل ہوتا ہے, لائک فار اینی ون, ایون for my friends, for my family, for everyone, like, yaar, جس طرح کچھ جگہ ہے نا, جس طرح آپ کی گاڑی ہے, آپ کا گھر ہے, دیز آر یور پرسنل اسپیسز. ایون اف یو آر آن پبلک روڈ, یو آر ان یور کار اینڈ دیٹ از یور پرسنل اسپیس, نو بڈی از الاؤڈ ٹو فلم یو وائل ان یور کار. اب میں اس کے اندر گا ہوں, میں بیٹھوں, میں جو مرضی کروں, کوئی مجھے کیوں آ کے میری ویڈیو بنائے گا.
That's true. That reminds me, remember the whole scandal, again, quote unquote, that happened with that Fortuner? You knew what I was about to say. We hadn't discussed this before. Theek hai. Lekin acha, whatever was happening in that car, regardless, that doesn't even matter. Theek, that's not our business. But the part that us as a yeah. community, theek hai, especially the Islamabad community,
yeah.
did by not only targeting that car, taking the picture of the number plate, but then also tracking wherever it went. Sochu, the owners of that car, dude. If it was, if yeah, it belonged to a family.
Like, tum is tarah kar rahe ho. Okay, you are saying that it's the fault of the person who videotaped them.
Yes.
First of all, it's the fault of the person who was in the car.
Sure.
Like,
makes sense.
ٹھیک ہے, آپ کی غلطی ہے, اس بندے کی غلطی ہے, اس نے غلط کیا, I accept that.
ٹھیک ہے.
لیکن جو لوگ اس کی ویڈیو بنا کے, جو اس کی ویڈیو بنا رہے ہیں پہلی بات, دوسری بات اس کے گھر جا رہے ہیں اور اس کو ہراس کر رہے ہیں, اس بندی کو ہراس کر رہے ہیں, اس بندے کو ہراس کر رہے ہیں,
TikToks on it, ٹھیک ہے,
جو یہ سب کچھ کر رہے ہیں, میری نظر کے سامنے دوز پیپل آر ورس دین دا پیپل وٹ ایور دے ور ڈوئنگ.
100%
آئی ٹوک اٹ اپ ود سم آف مائی فرینڈز لائک دس ٹاپک, اینڈ دیئر آئیڈیالوجی آن دس واز لائک دے وڈ رادر لیو ان اے ورلڈ ویئر پیپل آر الاؤڈ ٹو ویڈیو ٹیپ اینی تھنگ ایز کمپیئر ٹو اے ورلڈ جہاں پہ لوگ گاڑیوں میں اس طرح کی حرکتیں کر رہے ہیں. ویئر ایز فار می, کہ لوگ گاڑیوں میں ایسی حرکتیں کرے, اس سے زیادہ ورس فار می از دا پلیس ویئر آئی ڈونٹ فیل سیف, ویئر آئی فیل لائک آئی ایم بینگ واچڈ آل دا ٹائم. اٹس ناٹ لائک آئی ایم ان ٹو سم بیڈ شٹ آل دا ٹائم,
and it's not like we are, I'm just saying that just in case if we ever wanted to do something bad, right, we would think twice.
Yaar ye baat bhi nahi hai, theek hai, that is a benefit of this freedom, lekin uske bawajood I don't feel safe.
You don't feel safe, and you see, so should the people in that car, for example, at that time, theek hai, they weren't thinking ke is tarah ki koi cheez hogi, sahi hai, lekin I don't know what to say. All I'm trying to say is that...
That's crazy, man.
And imagine... Okay, not that, again, we would do anything like that. But imagine if it did happen to somebody that we knew or something, right? Like, and if it happened to a friend of ours, right? And all these videos were going around, his parents got to know and everything. How do you take care of something like that? Is there any way to take care of it? Do you sell the car? What do you do? You know, because that thing has been permanently tainted.
Yeah, this thing is crazy, man. These things follow you around for the rest of your life. Like... There are cases about people who have actually wanted to commit suicide after such things. Aur wo choti si cheezon se leke badi cheezon tak. Haan, cyberbullying 100% hai ye. Aur I think cyberbullying is worse than whatever was happening in that car.
In that car. Easy.
Because whatever was happening in that car was that guy's business.
That's true.
That's not our business, whatever
was
happening.
And either way, both things were
unlawful. Theek hai, public road hai aur fahashi hai aur jo bhi hai aur family baithi hoti hai gaadi mein. Har cheez theek hai.
Theek hai.
But what you did is worse than what he was doing.
Exactly. And see, this is why, not that I believe in the policing of the internet or anything like that. Like in cases like this, it absolutely makes sense. That. Mere khayal mein.
Policing of internet se mujhe yaad aaya.
Okay.
Our prime minister said like, usne badi mazey ki law pass kiya hai.
He's always saying.
Social media ke liye.
Pata.
He asked Google, Twitter, Facebook to set up their social media headquarters in Islamabad, pay taxes to the government, and also like regulate the content that is on the Pakistani versions of their websites. And if there is anything that is against the religious laws, ya phir kisi ko ye wo kar rahe hain, kisi ko shame kar rahe hain openly, ya phir wo kya kehte hain usko, kisi ko jab cancel kar rahe hote hain, kisi ko cancel kare for like a political figure hai koi,
acha sahi hai,
to unko wala sara content wo hara uske upar se hata dein jo hamari government kehti hai.
अच्छा, सो मतलब
सो लाइक ऑल दिस कंपनीज
एक्सप्रेस योर फ्रीडम और योर राइट ऑफ स्पीच और एनीथिंग लाइक
दैट. यार फ्रॉम वन एंगल इट मेक्स सेंस बिकॉज़ लाइक दे आर डूइंग सच सो मच बिजनेस इन अ कंट्री एंड दे आर नॉट पेइंग अस एनी टैक्सेस.
अच्छा
ठीक है कि हमारी इकोनॉमी को उनका क्या फायदा है, लेकिन दूसरी तरफ वो फ्रीडम ऑफ स्पीच को हैम्पर कर रहे हैं. So like these companies formed an alliance and they threatened to pull out of Pakistan.
100% man, what do you, how did you think, man, socho if this was to happen for whatever reason it was going to happen, right? How do you think the entire Western world would react to this? Okay, these multi-billion, trillion dollar companies have settled in Pakistan and they are limiting what is shown on these websites just because of Pakistani government told them to.
Aur iske ilawa bhi yaar, they were,
what type of ideology is that?
First of all, they spend millions of dollars to set up tax havens.
Okay.
तो अगर वो पाकिस्तान को टैक्स देंगे तो सबसे पहले अमेरिका और यूरोप उनकी नहीं लेगा कि भाई टैक्सेस दो यहाँ पे आके. So like that was a bold move but a very wrong one.
Yeah, I feel like all again not that we're, remember what we said in the very beginning to each other that we're gonna try to keep this as less political as it is, even though we're not like hyper political or anything like that.
Like, और इस पे भी मैंने कोई political बात तो नहीं की, मैंने दोनों तरह के views.
But I'm definitely getting there because this pisses me off. But regardless, I'll shut up now before someone kills me.
Yeah.
And we already feel like people are watching us, so maybe after this, people will.
Yes, ISI, I love you. Pak Army's love.
अब तो तेरे पीछे.
गायब.
अच्छा, I think Mohir bhai, और यार ब्रेक लेते हैं.
ब्रेक तो लेते हैं, पहले सबको अपनी एक फनी स्टोरी तो बता दे जो हमने सस्ती शोहरत की कोशिश की और वो फेल हो गई. लाइक वी बोथ नो व्हाट हैपेंड फॉर लाइक, बट फॉर द लिसनर्स हु माइट बी वेरी कंफ्यूज्ड अबाउट व्हाट वी पोस्टेड ऑन आवर इंस्टाग्राम. तो लाइक जब हमने फोर्थ एपिसोड रिकॉर्ड की थी तो हमें एक ब्रिलियंट आइडिया आया क्योंकि हम बस बैठे हुए थे और एकदम से उमर को एपिफनी हुई के जो हमारा बॉय है शमून इस्माइल, ही लिटरली लाइक रीपोस्ट एवरीथिंग.
अच्छा,
कोई भी उसका गाड़ी में गाना सुन रहा है, कोई उसका लैपटॉप पे गाना सुन रहा है,
इस्लामाबाद में हो, इटली में हो,
कहीं भी हो, जो भी हो ना, वो हर चीज रिगार्डलेस ऑफ द क्वालिटी और एवरीथिंग वो उसको रीपोस्ट करता है. तो हमें ना एक ब्रिलियंट आइडिया आया कि हम ना सस्ती शोहरत कमाते हैं और हम ना शमून इस्माइल का वाला एक्सर्ब जो है ना वो निकालते हैं और उसके अंदर उसको टैग करते हैं.
ठीक है, हमने प्लान किया था
शमून भाई, हमें
वी हैड प्लान दैट वी वर गोना डू दिस ऑन फ्राइडे. क्यों? क्योंकि उसका कॉन्सर्ट नहीं था एट द टाइम दैट वी वर गोना पोस्ट इट, देन ही वुड बी फ्री ऑन हिज इंस्टाग्राम.
हां, हम यही चाह रहे थे कि हमारी जो रीपोस्ट है वो कहीं लॉस्ट इन द कॉन्सर्ट ना हो जाए, तो हमें कोई स्पेशल अटेंशन मिले. तो हमने सही प्लान करके उसका एक्सर्ब बना के एक्स्ट्रा एफर्ट करके उसकी स्टोरी बनाई, उसमें हमने कहा जी टुडे इज द डे वी गो वायरल और हमने पोस्ट लगाई जिसमें हमने शमून को टैग भी कर दिया.
टैग भी किया
और
पूरा लाइक आई मेड इट लुक एस्थेटिकली प्लीजिंग ब्लैक एंड येलो.
हां, लाइक अगर शमून रीपोस्ट करता इंस्टेंट फॉलोअर्स उसके लिए भी, हमारे लिए भी, उसके फैंस इतने बन जाते यार. लेकिन एनीवे, तो लाइक
then
much to our surprise
he was the third person to see the story.
Usne hame scene zone
it was horrible. Yeah, I don't even know this, I'm embarrassed dude. I mentioned this with our friends on that same Friday, this past Friday, and they were just like, yeah, you losers.
So like humne shuru kiya tha ki we're going to act very cool or we're going to be like all ethical about our podcast, lekin सस्ती शोहरत की अपॉर्चुनिटी और हम छोड़ दें ये तो बिल्कुल नहीं हो सकता.
नो, नहीं हो सकता. Absolutely not.
That was a shit that happened on Friday, जिसकी वजह से हमारी थोड़ी पॉडकास्ट मोटिवेशन थोड़ी कम होगी, बट लाइक
और सबसे मजे की बात, हमने चार स्टोरीज पोस्ट किए थे, राइट? चार, यू ओनली क्लिक्ड ऑन द फर्स्ट एंड ही एग्जिटेड. स्क्रू दिस शिट, ये कौन है
यार. पता है उस दिन मैंने अपने आप को सुलाया था ये सोच के कि फर्स्ट थिंग आई थिंक शमून डज नॉट टेक केयर ऑफ हिज ओन इंस्टाग्राम, उसका कोई और मॉडरेटर है,
हो सकता है.
और दूसरी बात ये है
कि again he's not that famous one second like, no, Shamoon, okay, yes, boys come up, theek hai, in the last year especially, right?
Yeah,
like, itni bhi fame nahi hai,
he has he has my 10,000? Heart bro, he has like 50k followers on Instagram, I guess.
50k hum bhi pahunch jayenge 6 mein honge.
Kya kab pahunchenge Umar?
6
ye bolo,
huh? Put it down, put it down.
6 months 50k followers hamare burger boys,
get out here, maybe also. Get out here to
inshallah, yeah. Inshallah, put it into the universe and everything gets in your
face. Put it into the universe, man.
Lekin us din usne mujhe bada depressed kar diya tha aur fir maine kaha yaar Shamoon ne hame shout out kiya.
And then when Shamoon Ismail depresses you, then you have to listen to depressing Shamoon Ismail songs as well.
Nahi, lekin fir main uske baad internet pe ghoomne lag gaya, maine kaha okay, I think it's time to move on. find a new obsession or something.
What did you find?
Iske andar mujhe ek gana mila, which I've been vibing to for like 4 days now, back to back, repeat ke upar gana unchi karke full volume blasting in my car, aur wo gana mujhe pata hai.
Is it the same song you picked me up in?
Yeah, yeah, ruk na.
Wo gana jo hai wo purana, it's old news, and I know you don't like that song.
Gay.
But the song is Roxanne.
Oh my good God almighty.
Roxanne.
No, we're gonna get copyrighted.
Yeah, two seconds se kam ho to copyright nahi hota.
Oh my God.
So like sabko samajh aa gayi hogi. So like I've been vibing to that song for like 4 days straight. So like abhi main wo thode us phase mein ho ke jahan pe I'm trying to move on from Shamoon Ismail and trying to find new singers, because we got between.
Yeah, Arizona boy, yaar, this is,
yeah, Arizona boy yaar, LP ka best friend hai wo.
LP ka sahi dost hai, lekin LP is Logan Paul. we say it,
I think ab tak sabko pata hoga
ke LP ka ki obsession, LP ki obsession, it kind of died down a little bit, theek hai, and then he showed back up with his new vlogs and whatever, but
man, he's crazy, he's on the roll. But like LP for another episode. So like Roxanne is the new jam. Or
goes into it, don't.
Inside scoop hai.
Kis pe?
Bohut inside news hai. Ke bhai, it's not over yet. We have heard chatter from little birds. ISI ke pigeons.
Pigeons.
Ke Shamoon is working on a banger right now. Aur ye banger jo hai, it's happening. It's coming really soon. And people who have heard it are giving rave reviews about it.
Will it be a part of Juice? Yeah.
So like, I have no idea, man. This is all the birds told me about.
The reason I'm asking this question is that when we post an excerpt of this, Shamoon reply, theek hai, and you give us the answer.
Nahi, uska excerpt dobara nahi laga. We have learned our lesson ke sasti shohrat. Easy come, easy go.
Bilkul bhi nahi ho sakta. Vaise, but we need to...
तो अभी करते हैं हम थोड़ी सी ब्रेक एंड लेट्स कम बैक विद द
टॉपिक. Let's do it, buddy, and let's maybe try to drink something else, because we ordered these.
Man, I don't have it in me to drink something else. Like, I'm out of budget. Abba ji वापस नहीं आया अभी तक अपने ट्रिप से और मुझे अपने अपना खर्चा नहीं मिला.
We're not
like पापा ने अभी मुझे मेरी pocket money नहीं दी. So like I can't drink these coffee. So I'm drinking this shitty drink from Gloria Jean's.
मुझे तो वैसे मिल गया, man. So I got.
Yeah, balling, yeah.
I'm balling on the first, bro. क्या कह रहे हैं?
चल ब्रेक से आते हैं.
We'll be back. All right, back from our break. Nice and short.
अच्छा तो इसके अंदर ना मुझे एक ज़ेहन में मेरी कोई बात चल रही है जो मैंने पिछले दिनों कोई आर्टिकल पढ़ा था और उसके बाद से इट्स बीन स्टक इन माय हेड एंड लाइक आई एम ट्राइंग टू बेटर अंडरस्टैंड कि इसके पीछे क्या है और वो कॉन्सेप्ट है नेपोटिज्म का.
नेपोटिज्म. आई माइट नो अ लिटिल बिट अबाउट दिस.
नेपोटिज्म बेसिकली फॉर आवर लिसनर्स क्या होता है, इट इज अ प्रैक्टिस जिसके अंदर जो लोग जिनके पास पावर, इन्फ्लुएंस या बहुत ज्यादा पैसे होते हैं,
अच्छा,
वो फेवर करते हैं अपने रिलेटिव्स को या फ्रेंड्स को, उनको स्पेशली कोई कंपनीज के अंदर पोजिशंस देते हुए या फिर उनको फेवरेटिज्म देते हैं इन लाइक द कॉर्पोरेट लैडर बोल लो, कोई भी इस तरह की चीज बोल लो, और वो अपना इन्फ्लुएंस और अपने पैसे और अपनी पावर यूज करते हैं.
सही है.
ठीक है. सो लाइक दिस पेंट्स अ वेरी नेगेटिव पिक्चर अराउंड इट.
अच्छा.
ठीक है. और नेपोटिज्म की बड़ी मजे की बैक स्टोरी है.
बैक स्टोरी. अच्छा हाँ. सो दिस व्हाट आई वांटेड टू टेल यू इन फैक्ट दैट नेपोटिज्म राइट एक्चुअली कम्स फ्रॉम एन इटालियन वर्ड. मी
दोबारा दोबारा प्रोनाउंस कर.
द इटालियन वर्ड इज नेपोटिज्मो. ऑल राइट.
नेपोटिज्मो.
नेपोटिज्मो.
अम्मा मारियो.
A pasta. So this is actually sounding like one of our very famous professors. Comes from the Latin root nepos, right, which means nephew. And the story behind this was that back in the day, so back in like 300-400 years ago, what happened was is that the Catholic popes, right, they had taken vows of chastity, which means that they couldn't reproduce for all points and purposes. So as a result, they couldn't have any offspring of their own, right? Mm. And they had to elect their nephews to take place in their dynasties. As a result, this is where the word comes from, and this is exactly the entire concept that you explained. But wait, why are you mentioning this? Are you in favor of nepotism or are you against
it? Yaar, ye main mention kar raha hu kyunki like jab maine is pe search kiya aur jab maine cheezein dekhi na, to har cheez iske ird gird was painted in negative picture aur wo mere liye kafi unsettling tha.
Kyun?
Ke like acha main kuch examples dunga aur fir main explain karunga ki where I'm coming from. Theek right hai. सो नेपोटिज्म बेसिकली ये कहता है कि जब आपके पास पावर है, जब आपके पास इन्फ्लुएंस है, जब आपके पास पैसा है, तो आप अपने लोगों को फेवर करते हो. ठीक है. सो लाइक what I was thinking is the fact that when you're starting out anything, like, people are not always born in money.
Theek hai.
Some people make themselves into who they seem to be after like 15-20 years. Theek hai. और जब भी आप कुछ शुरू करते हो, फॉर एग्जांपल अगर कोई क्रिएटर्स हैं, कोई क्रिएटर्स अगर हमें सुन रहे हैं, दे कैन रिलेट टू दिस, कि जब आप कोई चीज़ क्रिएट कर रहे हो, लाइक इफ़ आई एम स्टार्टिंग आउट इन फोटोग्राफी, इफ़ आई एम स्टार्टिंग आउट इन मूवी मेकिंग, इफ़ आई एम स्टार्टिंग आउट ऑन यूट्यूब एज अ सिंगर और वट एवर, आई हैव दिस इमेंस सपोर्ट सिस्टम अराउंड मी वेयर इन द लकीस्ट ऑफ केसेज माई पेरेंट्स आर सपोर्टिंग मी, माई फ्रेंड्स आर सपोर्टिंग मी, दे आर सपोर्टिंग मी विद देयर टाइम, विद देयर एफर्ट, विद देयर मनी and their patience which they have for me, right?
Achha.
Influencers pe aa jao aur aap aa jao small businesses or startups ke upar, ki ye sabse zyada taxing cheeze hoti hain ek bande ke upar. Ki for example when I'm starting a startup or if I'm starting a small business, to tab mere paas na itna knowledge hai for which I would need mentors, I would need the support of my friends, I would need people to help me out because I don't have the money to afford all these luxuries.
Theek hai,
in a business. तो जब ये सब कुछ मुझे मिल रहा है और फिर मैं एक स्टेटस पे पहुंच जाता हूँ, लेट्स से इफ आई स्टार्टेड अ बिजनेस एंड इन लाइक 4 or 5 or 7 इयर्स आई रीच अ प्लेस वेयर जहाँ पे मैंने बहुत बड़ी कंपनी हो गई है मेरी और अब एक कॉरपोरेशन है एंड आई एम लाइक द सीईओ एंड आई होल्ड ऑल द पावर इन माय कंपनी, सो लाइक व्हाई इज इट रॉन्ग फॉर मी टू फेवर द पीपल हु हैव हेल्प्ड मी इन हार्ड टाइम्स गेट better jobs and better pays.
Theek hai, that's one way to think about it.
Like, I understand the whole concept of the fact that there are other people who are more deserving of that position, but it's my company and I kind of owe my success to these couple of people who have been in my life, without whom I might not even have this company, I might not even have my career in singing or my career in vlogging or whatever. Iske andar one of a very famous YouTubers or Pakistani YouTuber jo hamara Irfan Janejo,
yeah,
so like when his friends wanted to come into vlogging and Irfan Janejo was already a household name, everyone knew who Irfan Janejo is, so usne apne doston ko bahut hype up kiya aur unko bahut zyada help ki aur like he shouted them out everywhere, yeah. Subscribers bheje, logon ko bheja har cheez aur like there were many people who were calling him out ke ye kya bakwas hai, theek hai you're influential, there are other creators who are very producing much higher quality content, there are other producers, there are other vloggers jinki bahut zyada jinko deserving hai aur unko traffic nahi mil rahi, so what he said was that when he was starting out he came from nothing basically, when he was starting out uske doston ne usko हर चीज़ में हेल्प की, उसको उन्होंने पैसों में हेल्प की, उसको उन्होंने टाइम में हेल्प की, उसको उन्होंने एक्सपर्टीज़ में हेल्प की, उसको उन्होंने उनके ब्रेक डाउन्स जो इरफान जनेजो के थे, बिकॉज स्टार्टिंग आउट इन वन ऑफ दीज एवेन्यूज इज़ नॉट ईजी, लाइक जब आप जॉब पे जाते हो, जब आप कुछ भी करते हो वो आसान है, लाइक इट्स नॉट ईजी इन द फैक्ट कि लाइक इट्स ईजी टू डू अ जॉब, बट लाइक यू नो वेयर योर लाइफ इज़ हेडेड, आपको पता है आप जॉब है, आपकी प्रमोशन होगी, अगली जॉब आ जाएगी, प्रमोशन होगी, यू नो वेयर योर पे चेक्स आर कमिंग फ्रॉम, यू नो यू कैन सपोर्ट अ फैमिली, तुम्हें पता है तुम्हारे पास कितने पैसे आएंगे, क्या आ जाएगा क्या नहीं आएगा, लेकिन इन चीज़ों के अंदर एवरीथिंग इज अनप्रेडिक्टेबल, एवरीथिंग इज अप इन द एयर, सो लाइक यू ब्रेक डाउन ऑलमोस्ट एवरी अदर डे, तो उसकी रीजनिंग ये थी कि जिन लोगों ने मुझे सपोर्ट किया है, जिन लोगों ने मुझे बनाया है जो मैं हूँ, जिनके बगैर मैं ये इरफान जुनेजो नहीं बन सकता था, मैं शेमलेसली उन लोगों को हर जगह प्लग करूँगा, बिकॉज आई ओ देम नॉट बिकॉज दे सेड दैट आई ओ देम, बट बिकॉज आई फील द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑफ वेयर एवर आई एम राइट नाउ, इट्स बिकॉज ऑफ दोज पीपल.
अच्छा,
सो लाइक मेरे अकॉर्डिंग टू लाइक द डेफिनेशन ऑफ नेपोटिज्म, ये सारी चीजें नेपोटिज्म के अंदर आती हैं,
बट ट्रू
आई थिंक दैट ऑल ऑफ दिस इज फेयर, और लोगों को इतना ओवर एग्जैजरेट और ओवर बकवास नहीं करनी चाहिए इस मामले में.
व्हाट आई थिंक इज दैट फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई एग्री एंड आई डिसएग्री विद यू, ओके, एंड व्हाट अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल आई थिंक गेट कंफ्यूज्ड एंड नंबर वन दे आर नॉट वेरी क्लियर ऑन द डिफरेंशिएशन इज दैट व्हेन दे थिंक ऑफ नेपोटिज्म दे थिंक के यार इफ वी आर ब्रिंगिंग सम फैमिली और सम वेरी क्लोज फ्रेंड इनटू आवर कॉर्पोरेशन इनटू आवर बिजनेस और गिविंग देम एनी सॉर्ट ऑफ इन्फ्लुएंस, राइट, के दे आर गोइंग टू बी गेटिंग मनी एज अ साइड बेनिफिट. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल लाइक यू मेंशन के अभी व्लॉगर्स की जो एग्जांपल है, it doesn't directly, there's no link to money at all. It might just be the impressions that they get, or the amount of fame that they might temporarily grow, the amount of subscribers or whatever like that. So nepotism doesn't always translate to money, number one. And I feel like whenever you involve money into any sort of topic like this, people automatically get triggered, because everybody thinks, or many people think, okay, everyone should have a fair shot at getting money. Okay. Second thing is, in one example that I do agree with you, and in addition to what you have mentioned right now, is that take rappers for example. Like one of the big rappers nowadays, they move in gangs. Not like in using gang in the negative sense.
Yeah.
But they literally are surrounded by the people that supported them in their local city.
Exactly.
Their friends and everything, right?
Ek ye, DaBaby, rappers or ek wo boxers.
Boxers too. See, because those are the only people. It's not even about for them even influencing or giving them money or anything. Those are the only people that they trust. Right, and they come from an area like that where they're like, yeah, the only people that we can trust are the people that we have spent our entire lives with. However, with that said, right, on the converse situation, like, but you see, like, the examples that you have mentioned are things that make sense. Like, if you have a corporation, you can do whatever the hell you want because it's your corporation. If you're a boxer, you've made your own career. Mayweather, for example, TK, he, what's it called, the money team? TMT, right?
TMT, I think.
Right? So he has surrounded himself with his nephews, his uncles, Joby, right? His trainers, and he's created this entire corporation. But at the same time, when you get into the public setting, Tegan, this is where it gets a little different. Public versus private again. Tegan, especially with corporations, is government versus multinational organizations. When you're in the government, right? People automatically assume that they have an opinion on the government and everything. What's up?
Jo teri rapper example aur nepotism wali cheez hai, iske upar one of my favorite rappers, usne apne J. Cole in his middle child, uske kuch words hain which really stuck with me.
What's up?
With him, what good is the bread if my is broke?
Okay.
What good is first class if my can't sit?
Can't sit.
So
see, like, that's what I'm saying. This is what they do. They not only do they want to give to the people that surround them, but also back to their cities and everything. And this makes sense. And this isn't this is nepotism, but not used in the negative sense that I agree with. Okay. Now going back to what I was saying,
businesses ke andar bhi, like you said about influencers, I would argue the same point in businesses as well. If I've established a business myself and there are people who have helped me out, and once I am established, they're struggling in their life.
Yeah.
Or if they're looking for a change, if they're looking for something, agar mera koi dost hai, bahut acha dost hai, aur usne mujhe bahut help kiya apni company establish karne ke andar. And now I'm at a place where I can give back to him for what he has given to me. Ab zaruri nahi hai ki wo mujhe paise dega to wo mujhe support kar dega. Some things do not translate directly to money. Main usse foreign job dunga, main usse, I would love for him to work with me, work for me, whatever you want to call it.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise, I wouldn't be happy running my company when the people, like J. Cole just said, I wouldn't be satisfied with what I've built when the people next to me who have helped me build something are don't have something to eat.
This has to go back to our morals and everything too, man, the way that we were raised. In the way, okay, man, if you get something, how many times do you get something, and like, even if it's a thought, for example, and you share it, it's the same concept, right? You get a little bit of money, TK. For example, we have a friend. So he got 5,000 rupees back in the day, back when he was in O-levels, right?
Achha.
He got a little bit of money, right, from some auntie or uncle, Jobita, right? And the first thing that he did is that he went and he picked up his friend and he's like, yeah, we're going to spend all of this money today. So this type of nature, right, is instilled in us when we were children and everything like that. I feel, right? Okay, whenever we do get something, we want to share. And this all leads back to the same thing. But listen, on the converse, right, there's great things, nepotism works out and everything, but what about in public situations like the government? TK, take the example right now. I don't know if anybody right now, have you started Narcos season 2 Mexico?
No, I didn't watch Narcos Mexico. Achha. But like,
oh,
go
my
ahead.
God. Achha, but without spoiling anything, right, there's
spoil kar de pura, main nahi dekhunga, because Narcos was just about Pablo Escobar. Once he's gone, nee, Narcos nee, nee.
This is another, this is a big big dispute, like, we're not gonna get into this. Basically, there's a Minister of Defense in season 2 of Narcos Mexico.
And spoilers, ye listeners bhi sunte hain, sirf mujhe spoilers
na maro. Minister of Defense to hoga obviously country ka yaar. There's obviously
you never know what the story is about. Don't ruin the story for people who still have to watch Narcos.
I won't. But then he has this nephew who he's basically put up in a high up position, who has a lot of affiliation with many big narcos.
Theek hai.
And as a result, this guy, okay. Now, see, this is a very controversial thing to say, right? But you give someone an easy way in, okay? Chances are he's going to take advantage of it. For example, this guy turned out to be a cokehead. Not that there's anything particularly wrong with being a cokehead.
There is everything wrong with being a cokehead. You cannot justify drugs no matter whatever you say right now.
He takes advantage of the money.
So, like, don't support these people.
Say no to drugs.
Good.
Boys and girls. Okay. And second thing, he takes advantage of his money. He takes advantage of his power. Okay? That's not to say that people who start from scratch don't do the exact same things as well, right? But people, what about the whole conversation about, are you deserving enough for this position or are you not deserving enough for this position? Was his nephew deserving of that position or was he not?
Yaar, yahi to baat hai na ki, like, where do you draw a line?
Exactly.
Agar mera dost hai na, theek hai, aur wo ek position meri company ke andar hai. Let's say if it's a manager, right?
Yeah.
और या कोई भी अच्छी पोजीशन कोई भी निकाल ले, चलो मैनेजर बहुत छोटी बात है, मेक इट लाइक द एग्जीक्यूटिव ऑफ फाइनेंस और समथिंग, फाइनेंस या प्रोडक्शन व्हाटएवर मैन. और एक कैंडिडेट है वो बहुत डिजर्विंग है, और फिर एक मेरा दोस्त है जिसने मुझे हेल्प किया था यहां तक पहुंचने में.
ठीक है,
बैक टू माय ओरिजिनल पॉइंट, I think I would be more skewed towards my friend than that the deserving
Does
candidate.
Does your friend have any knowledge in the field whatsoever?
He can learn on the way like I did.
How big is this position? Executive finance, just for example, since we're talking about this, right?
It's like, it's like a head of a whole department. कोई भी अगर कंपनी के अंदर कोई डिपार्टमेंट है ना, जिस तरह फाइनेंस डिपार्टमेंट है, प्रोडक्शन डिपार्टमेंट है, मार्केटिंग डिपार्टमेंट, मार्केटिंग डिपार्टमेंट सेंस बनाएगी, सबसे आसान समझना वो है, मार्केटिंग डिपार्टमेंट है वो उसका हेड,
सही
है, इज द हेड ऑफ मार्केटिंग.
बट एट द सेम टाइम, ओके, लेट्स से ही कम्स इनटू दिस, ओके, हाउ, फॉर एग्जांपल, वी आर गेटिंग लाइक वे टू डीप इनटू द थियोरेटिकल्स राइट नाउ, बट ही गेट्स इनटू दिस पोजीशन, फॉर एग्जांपल, एंड नाउ ही हैज 20 एम्प्लॉइज अंडर हिम हु ऑल नो दैट ही इज नॉट क्वालिफाइड एंड दैट ही इज समहाउ रिलेटेड टू यू. अब क्या होगा? Will they respect him? Will there be any progression? What if the people that are working for him know way more? Achha, I agree with what you're saying. Even if he's not as qualified as another candidate, but he should know somewhat. For example, you have a huge company,
theek hai?
I'm a medical graduate, theek hai? And I'm for whatever reason, not successful, I'm not successful, right? And you have this huge company, right? And I'm like, yeah, Umar, yeah, hit me up with something, man. I need an opportunity or something. I feel like you would be like 100%, you'd be like, Umar, of course I would help you out, right? But you wouldn't make me anything like executive finance. And I would never take a position like that either. Because I know that I wouldn't be... And see, the thing is that above all else, man, you've given me this opportunity to be working with you. Why would I want to run your company into the ground? And why would you want that too?
You got to your position. What you aren't getting is the fact that you're struggling right now, right?
Huh.
Your medical thing, Allah na kare, did not pan out.
Yeah.
Aur ab tumhe kuch bhi chahiye, you need to feed your family, you need to do something in your life, right? You need to put bread on the table.
Exactly.
You will be willing to do whatever you want.
Exactly. I would work as a janitor, for example.
So if I say, Umar, I'd give you a great position in my company.
Okay.
At that time, you're desperate, right?
Mm.
You're not just desperate for money. You're desperate to do something because you would want to do something for your company and there is for your family.
Mm.
And there is a factor of respect in there as well.
In there
Ek
as well.
To log hai with bad intentions, wo to bilkul out of this picture. Na, unke baare mein to hum baat hi nahi kar rahe. ठीक है, अगर मैं तुम्हें कहता हूँ कि यार उमर ये है, मैं तुझे मार्केटिंग का हेड बनाना चाहता हूँ और मैं तुझे बना भी दूंगा, ठीक है, यू जस्ट हैव टू बी अ वेरी क्विक लर्नर एंड यू हैव टू लर्न एटलीस्ट द एबीसी ऑफ व्हाटएवर इज हैपनिंग, द रेस्ट ऑफ द थिंग्स यू कैन लर्न ऑन द जॉब.
दैट्स फेयर, आई कैन एग्री.
ठीक है, मैं तुम्हें ये कहता हूँ, बट आई वॉन्ट यू टू हैव दिस जॉब बिकॉज आई हैव टू गिव दिस जॉब टू समवन. ठीक है, व्हाई नॉट माई ओन फ्रेंड?
सही,
स्पेशली अ फ्रेंड हु इज सफरिंग, हु नीड्स अ हेल्प, हु नीड्स अ हेल्पिंग हैंड. Like he's a capable person, और मैं उसको बुला लेता हूँ और मैं उसको कह देता हूँ आ जाओ और तुम आके सीखो. ठीक है, तुम्हें नहीं आता, ठीक है, तुम्हें मार्केटिंग का ABC भी नहीं पता, तुम्हें नहीं पता मार्केटिंग में क्या करते हैं, एंड देर आर 20 एम्प्लॉइज विच नो मोर देन यू डू, बट इन 6 to 7 to 8 to 1 year to 2 years 3 years डाउन द लाइन you can learn, you can be better than them because you have the executive role and you're a capable candidate. I know कि उमर जो है ये काम कर सकता है. Like, इसको काम नहीं आता, but if he puts his mind and effort into it, he can be a head of marketing.
That's true.
But and I would still favor you who does not know anything about marketing instead of a person who knows everything
who
about
knows
marketing.
Everything. And at the end of the day, it's your company and you can do whatever you want regardless of what anyone else thinks about it.
But at the same point, if I am looking for a position as a head of marketing, and I have like 15 years of experience. Or I'm looking for a job as well. It's not like I'm suffering or anything, but I'm looking for an opportunity. Yeah. Like, mujhe sirf job chahiye. Or ya phir main already a company ke andar hu and I want to change my atmosphere. So like, I don't know. Like, I cannot answer for a person who would be in this mindset. Lekin, yeah. What I think would happen is that I would talk shit about that CEO of that company who offered a job to his friend who doesn't know anything about it. Instead of me, who has like 20 years of experience.
What if you were the employee in that marketing department and you were on the line to progression to be executive of finance? Say yeah. And this guy comes out of nowhere who doesn't know anything, and then he is in that position that you were supposed to be in. Pit, you know? Then I wouldn't feel good about that. And I would be like, CEO, get out of here.
So like, this is something I can't...
Open-ended.
Right. Open-ended baat hai. Like, I understand whatever you were saying.
Yeah.
Ke like, when you hire incompetent people jo kuch bhi nahi karenge aur wo us position ka galat fayda uthayenge, unko sirf paise chahiye, unko sirf fame chahiye, unko sirf power chahiye, wo sab cheeze make sense. But the people who were with you from the beginning were, for example, agar mera startup ya business hai, there, agar 100 startups shuru hote hain, unme se 98 startups fail hote hain. So the people who were with me through that journey, who knew that, jinko ye bhi nahi pata tha ki if I would make it or not, agar wo us time mein mujhe support kar sakte hain, to main unko baad mein support kyun nahi kar sakta.
And yeah, I think, Omer, it also boils down to one last thing before we close off, is like emotion versus logic, right? Let's say if you were a complete theek hai, and you didn't care about any of the people that you were brought up with, your parents, your cousins, your friends, jo bhi, theek hai? All you cared about is the logical status behind your company, how good you are as a businessman. How many times would you think to bring someone from your past into your company? The only thing that you would be focused on at that point and adamant about would be to progress your company regardless of what it takes.
But regardless of what it takes, what does a company mean when it is just a company?
A company.
Anything in this world does not have intrinsic meaning.
ठीक है.
उसके अंदर meaning कहाँ से आता है? लोगों से आता है, emotion से आता है. कहीं ना कहीं से.
हाँ.
But anything on its own does not have any meaning.
Sure.
समझ आइए कि हर कि जिस तरह एक कंपनी जो है ना, उस कंपनी के लिए मेरे अंदर कोई मीनिंग नहीं है. लाइक अ कंपनी ऑन इट्स ओन इज मीनिंगलेस. ठीक है. इट डजंट हैव टू मीन समथिंग टू एवरीवन दैट इज इन्वॉल्व्ड इन दैट कंपनी. बेशक वो कस्टमर है, बेशक वो उसके अंदर काम करता है, लेकिन फॉर द पर्सन हुज कंपनी इट इज, इट नीड्स टू मीन समथिंग.
समथिंग. ठीक है.
लाइक आई गेस शायद लोग ऐसे भी हों जो बिल्कुल रोबोटिक माइंड सेट के साथ चलते हैं.
So like, with that open-ended, with these open-ended remarks, I think we should come to a close. You already know what's going on, boys.
And like, sorry for the late episode again, but we'll try to be more on schedule.
Inshallah.
Thank you for tuning in.
I've been Omer.
And I am Omer.
And peace
out, my fellow burgers.
All right, guys.